It's been about a year since Congress passed the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. The law is supposed to give federal agencies and private companies and organizations a place to share cyber threat indicators. But many agencies say they and industry have a long way to go before they fully jump on board this shared neighborhood cyber watch that the administration is also pushing. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Homeland Security Department has about 50 agencies and private companies and organizations on its automatic information sharing network. 40 of them are private companies, mostly receiving cyber threat indicators from DHS. 10 are government agencies, and one of those companies is both receiving and sharing information. DHS met the congressional deadline back in June to give companies guidelines for joining its system. These companies and agencies haven't had too much time to join and get acquainted with the DHS system yet. Andy Osman is the Assistant Secretary for Cybersecurity and Communications at DHS.
We knew from the beginning, and we've been consistent throughout, saying that we want to grow deliberately, deliberately, because we knew that we're doing something new. It's not our job to say this is what you, the private sector, want. It's our job to work with the private sector and get their feedback and adjust our offering and make it what they want. And that's what we're doing. And so we're quite comfortable with where we are right now.
Now, DHS is asking participating companies for their feedback.
And we're saying, okay, as we do this, what do you like? What do you don't like? What are the bugs you're finding in your systems, in our systems? And we're tweaking the system every day to improve it based on this customer feedback. And that's one reason that we're growing deliberately, is because I don't think any of us know yet what exactly is the information that companies are going to find the most useful. And so we want to grow steadily over time, constantly evolving to meet that customer demand.
DHS is also taking the deliberative approach because standards in the agency's network aren't completely perfect yet. Here's Osman.
And the implementations aren't perfect. Our software is the Rosetta Stone that talks to every other vendor's software using these standards. So we have to be able to communicate with everybody, while most vendors are only having to worry about communicating with their own devices. And frankly, we're finding all sorts of challenges where the standards weren't clear or where people implemented things differently. And we're fixing those in part by upgrading our system, but also by working on the standard. And so we expect to see new sticks and taxi standards, version 2.0, in the next few months, and they will take those standards even further.
Many agencies are just starting to develop their own information sharing capabilities. Osman says that's going to take some time.
We had an advantage at DHS. We've been worried about this problem, as I mentioned, since 2012. Most other government agencies haven't been. And so right now, most of our government partners are pretty much at the same stage as our industry partners. They're still building the capability, building it into their processes. And so we're going to start getting more indicators through the system from them relatively soon. But they're also still in that evolutionary path.
The National Security Agency, for example, is starting to make its own data more usable and compatible with the DHS sharing network. 60% of its cyber threat indicator information is declassified and sanitized. And NSA says it's cleaning up more information every week. But better partnerships and collaboration with industry is important, considering the private sector owns 80% of all networks in the U.S. Agencies own the other 20%. Here's Osman.
My encouragement for you is join us. It's not perfect yet, but if you join us now, you can help us shape what this system will be to make sure it meets your needs and is well designed for the problems that you have.
Many other agencies echoed Osman's call for industry buy-in, but some of them suggested this is going to take some more time and maybe even a different approach altogether. Penny Pritzker is the Secretary of the Commerce Department.
The federal government cannot regulate cyber risk out of existence. What we can do is work with you, business leaders, technical experts, and cybersecurity professionals to better manage cyber risk. At Commerce, we believe cybersecurity requires a new, proactive, collaborative approach between government and industry, one not reliant on static requirements, but on vigilant, continuous cyber risk management.
Other than the promise that DHS will maintain privacy, the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, or CISA, has few incentives for private sector companies to join the agency's network. Congressman Michael McCaul is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
So we'll be conducting rigorous oversight to ensure that this voluntary participation is done well. It will not perform well if there's not participation in this information sharing experiment.
DHS says it's not concerned about not having incentives. Here's Andy Osmond.
You know, we don't have an incentive for them, but fortunately, I think beyond liability protection, but fortunately, I think we don't need an incentive beyond liability protection. We got a lot of companies out there that want to do the right thing and frankly want to get the benefits of receiving this information as well.
Rick Leggett is the deputy director of NSA. He says CISA is just a start, a step in the right direction.
I think it's really important to think about cyber events and responses to cyber events as a whole of government sort of approach. The correct response to a cyber event might not be a cyber activity. It might very well be a diplomatic activity, an intelligence activity, a military activity, an economic activity. There are lots of different ways to respond, and I think in each case, you need to carefully look through what are the levers that are going to be most effective against a particular adversary to get them to not do the behavior that's been problematic.
Pritzker says she thinks of it in a similar way.
So think about this. If you're seriously injured and in need of urgent medical care, you call 911. You don't worry about the risks. You know that emergency personnel will come to your aid. And everyone involved, from the first responder to the emergency room nurses and doctors to the rehabilitation staff, plays a specific role and shares a common mission: the patient's recovery and well-being. That's the type of public-private, well-coordinated team effort we need to defend our country against major cyber attacks.
And Leggett also has a similar vision for the future of cybersecurity information sharing.
I think that there are things we can do to be more agile, and there are things we can do to be more direct, I guess, in our engagement. Folks are, as you said, concerned from a privacy point of view with NSA getting involved because of our foreign intelligence mission. So I just think we need to build comfort levels and progress down the path to where we're operating more as an integrated entity. I actually think if you were to say, what does the land of milk and honey look like? It would look like a place where we have automated response mechanisms across the private sector and the public sector, and that there's a shared situational awareness so that when we see activities come in, we have logic in place that would let network entities take action automatically in response to attacks of various kinds.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share the story with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.